Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It is time for your Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. If you are looking to get out on the water this season, you've got to get to nanticokeoutfitters.com and book your trip. Captain Dave is here with us, and he stops by every Friday to let us know where the fish are biting. So, Captain Dave, how are things looking as we are hopefully going to get through a dry weekend?
Yeah, Gary, it's looking good, and the weather should be great on Saturday, and even with those storms coming in Saturday night, Sunday's still going to be a good day. It'll just be a little windy, but not bad. Should be a great weekend to wet a line, that's for sure. So let's start today's report in the Chesapeake Bay. On the lower bay, the Tangier Sound area, basically Smith Island up towards Bloodsworth Island, all around that area, rockfish, speckled trout, and the drum are being caught. The hard part, though, is getting your bait past all the cow nose rays. They're migrating up the bay in very large numbers, and they can be difficult to fish around. As far as the white perch and the catfishing, that's still consistent in the tributaries, and the only thing that's changed is the best bait to use, which right now, it's bloodworms. The crabbing is slowly getting better. They're large but light crabs around the mouths of the rivers. But if you work your way further up into the creek, you're getting some better crabs up in there.
And, Cam, Dave, didn't you tell me that you had a crabbing party earlier today?
I did. And I'll actually post some pictures and a report of the trip later today on the Nanticoke Outfitters website.
Which you can also link to right from coastcountry.com, which is awesome. And we talked last week how much I love crabbing, so you know I'll look forward to that.
So let's move over to the OC area now. The wind has been tough across the board. It was a windy week. The wind has really been tough on the surf fishing. The strong winds are creating big seas, which makes it really hard to keep the bait on the bottom. So make sure you bring plenty of weight. Also, probably not a bad idea to wear eye protection and a face mask to protect yourself from that sand that's blowing around. Now, here's some exciting news. Flounder fishing is hot. We are catching a lot of flounder drifting the channels in the back bays of Ocean City and Assateague. The rockfish bite has been good as well. They're still on structure, and it's been tough to get one between 28 and 31 inches.
And, Captain Dave, we were talking about that last week. Is that what's considered the slot limit?
Yeah, that's right, Gary. And so the maximum size is 31 inches, and that's consistent all around the area. The minimum, though, that changes depending on where you're fishing. So, for example, if you're fishing in the upper bay, the minimum is 19 inches. But if you're fishing down in the Ocean City area or Delaware Bay, the minimum is 28 inches. Now, speaking of Delaware, let's take a look at what's happening over there. Over at the Indian River Inlet, they're still catching large rockfish, but they're catching those on sand fleas. Bluefish at the Indian River Inlet, they're getting a little bit more finicky. So I always recommend size down your bait to entice that bite. Delaware Bay has some flounder, and the pattern is the exact same as the Ocean City back bays. Focus on drifting the channels. The Delaware Bay black drum fishing has generated some really large fish, some even in the 50-pound range.
Wow, 50 pounds? That's a ton of meat. Are black drum good to eat?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not. They're somewhat difficult to clean, and the meat is usually full of parasitic worms. But a smaller black drum is a much better eating fish. So, some upcoming fishing events that I want to share with you all. June 16th to the 17th is tuna entierras. June 23rd to the 25th, great tournament I always recommend to everyone. It's the Kids Catch All Tournament at the Indian River Inlet. And that same weekend in Ocean City is the Ocean City Small Boat Tournament. As a reminder for Maryland residents, Maryland DNR is offering free fishing days where you do not need a license to fish. They have 3 days throughout the year, with the next two Saturdays, June 3rd and June 10th, being the first 2 days. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. Folks, I appreciate you following along. And as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.
That's Captain Dave Fletcher, and I always appreciate your time. But before you roll, quick question. You know, if folks have been listening to this report over the last few weeks, we talk about how you take parties out to fish or crab. And if they're thinking, oh, man, that sounds like it might be a good time, but they're sort of putting it off, you book up pretty quickly. So how would be the best way for somebody to find out if you have openings and to get themselves locked in?
Yeah, that's right, and that's a good point, because we do fill up fast. And I know a lot of people like to wait until the last minute to check the weather, but you can always book that trip. And if weather ends up being bad or if you have a scheduling issue, we simply get it rescheduled for you. But at least at that point, you're in the books. So if you go to nanticokeoutfitters.com/fishing, you will be able to get onto the website and see our calendar and get yourself booked, and we'll get you out and catch some fish.
Love the sound of that. So make sure you do that. You can also follow the link right on our website at coastcountry.com. Captain Jave, have a great weekend, and fingers crossed to staying dry, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you, Gary.